You're listening to Danny Lemos on Talk Radio Gumbo.
Talk Radio Gumbo.
I'm Danny Lemos. Sean Hannity has a really great producer, let me tell you. I mean, it's a producer's job to get listeners to state their point and sum up their position in about 10 seconds. This listener obviously paid attention as he sums up what the Supreme Court has been up to lately.
I've been concerned about what the court's been doing for quite a while, and I'm just waiting for the court to make the final bold step and just declare the entire Constitution unconstitutional. I mean, that's basically what they're doing.
I mean, did you know that?
I mean, that's basically what they're doing.
Sean, by the way, did not disagree because everyone knows what commies those liberal Supreme Court justices are.
I mean, that's basically what they're doing.
But you really gotta love the next caller. Right off the bat, he identifies his credentials for the subject at hand.
I personally am not a religious person. I don't practice that much, but...
Well, what do you think he's got an opinion on?
I do think that religion in our society and in our lives is really the yardstick of morality that we all try and live by.
But how would he know, right? And you really gotta love the nuts that trick the call screeners and end up on the air.
John, welcome to the program.
Yeah, I find it interesting how these atheists and the Satanists are trying to get the Ten Commandments removed from public property, but nobody really cares that for the last 25 years, the Georgia Guidestones, the Satanic Ten Commandments, have been sitting in Elberton, Georgia. Are you familiar with the Georgia Guidestones?
I have no idea what this is about. Let's move on.
What? Geraldo never would have moved on. But most interesting this last week was this nugget that Sean himself interjected.
You know what a friend just wrote me? Friend writes me, hey, I'll bet the majority on the Supreme Court would be okay with displaying the Ten Commandments in the courthouse as long as the commandments were displayed in a jar of urine and the results were called art.
Isn't that being just a tad dramatic, Sean? Well, fortunately, he caught himself.
I mean, isn't that a sick, perverted, but yet somewhat interesting analysis of it?
Here's my analysis of it, Sean. Even if it really was a letter from a friend, did you really have to read it on the air? Not to mention, your friends have a disturbing perspective on scripture as art. I'd get new friends.
This is Talk Radio Gumbo.
Heidi, Frosty, and Frank of KLSX Los Angeles get our
Freak of the Week
award.
Tom and Burbank, you're on 97.1.
I've actually done the electro nipple thing. They do it down in Mexico at a bar in TJ when you do shots.
How bad's that hurt, Tom?
It doesn't hurt. It's actually quite pleasant.
Pleasant?
Yes.
Feels like you're just getting shocked, like when someone rubs their feet on the carpet and shocks you, but it's like over and over and over again.
It's a little bit stronger, but it's more of a long and drawn out than like a quick jolt.
What part did they shock on you? What part did they touch?
They put it on your nipples.
Oh, no, thank you. No.
Didn't your mother always tell you, don't knock it till you tried it?
Freak of the Week.
Talk Radio Gumbo. We'll be right back after this.